theater is an important entity of any hospital, particularly when it comes to saving lives of mothers and babies, and also those mothers who are not pregnant, but they've got cancer, they've got fibroids, or they've got miscarriages. At the moment, Chatinka has got two functional theaters, but the need is to have at least five theaters.
Why?
One, it's a referral hospital. It also works as a district hospital. It also works as a health center. So all the things which are supposed to be done at these other two hospitals, they end up being referred to Queen Elizabeth. For example, on a daily basis, we do not less than 10 cesarean sections. That's quite a lot. On a daily basis, we operate not less than 10 gynecological problems. And on a daily basis, we take women, not less than 10, who have to go for what we call D&C, for those who have miscarried. If you add all these, we're looking at about 30, a figure of 30. 30 for a surgery to happen, like cesarean section, it takes about an hour to do Caesar. And you have all those 10, those are so many hours. Gyne is the same thing, their cases will take 2 hours, 3 hours. VVF is one of it as well, another problem. So if you add all the hours you spend on one patient, you need at least five theaters to be functioning from Monday to Friday. And also during the night, you need at least two theaters. We have lost babies because of mothers waiting for another woman to come out of theater to be operated. And you find this woman is waiting for another woman, but because there's no space, the baby will die inside. A mother will bleed a lot in the corridor. A woman will have the womb rupturing just because there's no theater space. These are some of the challenges which you are facing at the hospital. This is true, and we're not saying it out of malice. We're saying it so that we get assistance. Government is doing the best it can, but it has got overstretched responsibilities. We, as well-wishers of the hospital, as friends of Gogo Chatinka, we say, what else can we do in assisting the hospital so that we can ease some of the problems which we are facing at the hospital? Chamaka started way back in the 1990s, and over the years the hospital has benefited from the services of Chamaka. A lot of banks have supported us, a lot of phone companies have supported us, individuals have supported us. We have bought equipment, we have got supplies, we have bought sutures, we have bought quite a lot, and even renovating some of the wards within the hospital. So I can say that Chamaka is a friend of Minister of Health, and also in assisting, making the public aware some of our needs, so that when we meet those needs, we can make life easy for the patients at the hospital at the Chatinka.